Got a question here from Amy. She says, I found two leeches in my garden. We don't have a pond for them to live on, and we live on an estate, so what should I do with them? I've got children. I don't really want to put them back. Do you have any suggestions? It's quite intriguing. Because I was actually looking at, so this triggered me to go and do a little bit of research on leeches, because I thought leeches had to live in the water, and they don't.
Oh, really?
You can get some leeches that will quite happily crawl out of the water and on the ground surface, as long as they're not going to risk drying out, because they're a member of the worm family.
Oh, okay. So maybe a little bit like you get slugs, even you just find a damp spot and you can get a slug there even though it doesn't dry out.
Yeah, they're quite happy actually suggesting living outside of water if they have to. So they probably won't harm you. But medically speaking, leeches have been a marvellous thing because, of course, they have this saliva which has got a natural anticoagulant called Hirudin in it, and this stops your blood from clotting, and people are using it as a sort of clot buster. And plastic surgeons love them because when they reattach a severed body part, what you can do is it's very easy to reattach the tiny arteries that bring blood into an organ, but it's much more difficult to find the delicate veins, and so you can end up with a problem where lots of blood goes in and none can get out, and this all clots off and you end up with the piece dying. So
like
if you attach them,
you attach them leeches,
they suck out the venous blood, and the result of that is that lots of blood can flow in, it can get rid of the blood coming back out again, so the tissue doesn't die.
Excellent. I don't like the sound of it myself, though, to be honest.
Okay, well, that is it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Next time, we'll be journeying to the centre of the brain to find out about epilepsy, degenerative diseases, and also out-of-body experiences. So if you've got any questions about any of those things, or if you just want to say hi, please send them to us, chris@nakedscientist.com. We really love hearing from you. Now, a quick favour, nominations have opened for the World Podcast Awards. That's at podcastawards.com, and we really need your support to secure a voting place in the final. So please, if you like The Naked Scientist, consider dropping by podcastawards.com and nominating your favourite science show. Hopefully that's us. Thank you very much to our wonderful production team, Ben and Azzy, Sabina and Dave. Thank you to you for listening, and do drop by nature.com/nature/podcast for some additional science in the meantime. Until next week, have a great week, and goodbye.